You never know where it's heading.
Here we go.
With Rion.
It's all about inventions. Interesting inventions. Some people have really boring inventions, but they work. You know, like the Dolosa.
Yeah.
It's a boring invention, but it's...
It works.
It's efficient. Does its job. Talk about doing its job. Die eerste ding wat ek gesien het gisteren, and I thought, yes, it, what? A bee island was invented. John, has it been invented by you?
Indeed, yes, sir.
Now, John is another person that looks younger than he is.
Yes.
According to, this says you're 42.
Great.
Doesn't look 42.
Wow.
Not at all.
I was about to say, I mean, I'd cast him in the next Riverdale season.
Yes!
You know, like, he looks like the mean jock.
No.
Who's, like, secretly gay, though, but, yeah.
John, are you 42?
I am indeed, yeah. 1979. Sure?
Really? Yeah, he is. I was born in 1979. It's not lying.
And you've got two sons. The oldest one is 14.
Correct, yeah.
That is incredible.
He doesn't look it.
He doesn't look 14. He looks 6.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
No, he doesn't run in the family.
All right. So what do you do? How do you get to look like you're in your 30s?
I have absolutely no idea. Go to gym in the morning, I suppose.
Right.
I gym so that I can enjoy the fruits of a good braai and a good beer.
Mm.
But, yeah, I just get on with things.
You know why? Because he's doing the Lord's work.
Mm-hmm.
He's saving bees.
Ah.
That's why.
And nature, the reason.
Nature is paying back. You're going to look like you're going to look like this when you're in your 80s.
Well, I hope there's not a switch that somewhere down the line there's a switch that goes off and then suddenly you look like a prune.
Yes, soon. So, okay. So I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Why would you, okay, it's a lovely package product. It says set of three for your pool. Bee islands, imagine a world without bees and save thousands of bees from drowning every year, it says. It's beautiful. Now let's say this is in your clothes. It's on the shelves already?
Yeah, it's available on Takealot. It's available at Big Blue stores nationwide.
All right.
We have it in some other smaller retail outlets. So it absolutely is available to the public.
So now you're walking around a Big Blue and you go, okay, well, I need to get myself one of these. Why? I guess it's not the larger public. It's a specific audience that your target market that you're focused on.
Well, I mean, you've got to look at the stats. There's over 800,000 swimming pools in South Africa.
Mm.
And that will tell you that is the target market. At the end of the day, if we can get a bee island set into every pool, we'll be saving thousands of colonies a year. And I don't mean that colonies will die because there's bees dying in the swimming pool. I mean that there's colonies worth of worker bees, pollinators, that are dying in our swimming pools, and we're completely oblivious to it.
Okay, so hold on. What were they doing before we had pools?
Before pools?
They were drowning in rivers and dams.
Well, there they would have lily pads, they'd have branches that fall into and there wouldn't be automation, so there wouldn't be a creepy pipe that suddenly starts and then they get washed into the water.
All right.
And of course, bees are heavily attracted to the pools because of the chemicals.
Or you can get a net.
A net?
Over the pool.
Yeah, but it's the distance. Their proboscis is not that long.
Yeah, but they fly past. You got a net over your pool.
Yeah, no. They'll still climb on the side of the wall or sit on the creepy pipe, and when it starts, then they'll just get washed in.
I've not killed one bee in my pool.
You're a liar.
That's true, John.
I think he means a net that's like a cover for the pool, that covers the whole pool, not a net like the ones that you clip on the sides.
Yeah. Oh, not the one that saves the kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. A swimming pool net.
Well, a swimming pool cover.
There we go. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. But the bees also drinking the pool water, though?
Absolutely.
So then if you get a net, they won't get access to the pool water. And
correct.
They'll
find another source.
They'll find another source. They'll dehydrate. And then dehydrated bees, and that'd be terrible.
But can they drink the pool water?
They can, yeah. They're highly attracted to the chemicals. One bee has over 170 smell receptors. So they're highly attracted to the chemicals in the pool. Of course, it's because it's such an abundant water source. They're flying around doing their work all day in the hot sun, and they need water. Attracted to it.
John, I'm sure it messes with their insides, all the chemicals.
Listen, it's not great. I wouldn't imagine it being great, but, you know, bees are very resilient, extremely resilient. At the end of the day, they've got enzymes within their bodies that will sort of dilute the chemical impact. And look, the tap water has chemicals in it. Water we drink has chemicals.
Radio celebrities, we don't drink tap water.
Yes, we drink rum.
Yeah, we're all in our 60s. That's
and body water.
We look like we're in our 60s. So what does a Bee Island cost? Because there's three of them in the pack.
Okay, so they're available at around 250 Rand at retail. Mm. You'll buy them, unwrap the package, throw it in the pool, and you've done your job. At the end of the day, it's not something that requires you to be conscientious in terms of having to, you know, refill a dish with water and pebbles every 2 or 3 days. It really is something that just floats around in your pool. It does its job while you get on with life. Okay. And you can raise your hand and say, I've done my bit.
So hold on, but it's what exactly is it? It looks like it's just like a pad. Like you
put in the pool. Can I tell you the story of how it came about?
Please.
Okay, so one day floating around on my pool pillow, a cold beer in hand in a hot summer's day, a little girl came through and landed next to my shoulder, and she started drinking off the pool pillow, and I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
Did you say little girl?
Yes. They're really tiny, aren't they? I mean, they are little girls. They're feisty.
He really likes the bees.
I was about to say, how did you fall in love with the bees? Because there's a certain passion.
Little
bees.
Girl came flying past. Yeah. Right. So she landed on your shoulder.
Absolutely.
You said.
On the way past, she said hi and everything, and she dropped her bags off, and then she sat down, had a bit to drink, and off she went again. And I thought, well, imagine we could make something small enough permanently in the pool that, you know, you don't want to have your pool pillow floating around your pool all day, every day.
Mm.
Something small enough that we could put in the pool, provide a safe place for them to land, drink some water, rest, and get on with it. And so we made a few prototypes, threw it in the pool. Next day there were bees on it, and just was like a hey presto moment.
Dan, ons moet 'n foto sit hier op ons page. Isn't that fantastic?
Listen, John, you're doing the Lord's work, as I said.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming up with this. I think it's a lovely idea. So where can people get it, you say?
Takealot. It's available at Takealot, available at Big Blue stores. We'd like to see it in every garden nursery. We'd like to see it at every outlet that sells food. Wherever you see a pool product, a shelf in a retail store, we'd like to see a stand there. So maybe... Yeah. Maybe there's a person who knows how to open those doors.
Yeah. Where do people contact you?
Beeisland.co.za, or they can get hold of me directly on my phone number. I'm happy to give my number.
Yeah, give it.
082-782-782-8643.
Okay, so that's John, 082-782-8643 or
Beeisland.co.za. Absolutely. If you just go onto Google and put Bee Island there, it'll come up.
I hope you're not going to take these back because I'm keeping
them. No, these are for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, yeah! Let's go! The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM.